producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Live, and you can join us here as we launch into the third hour. We, of course, have plenty of time for you to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype into the show. Skype username is LRN.FM. Tonight, with you in studio, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
There's a story from KTUU out in Anchorage, Alaska. It's been updated. The 35-year-old Anchorage woman accused of taking her clothes off and trashing an East Anchorage subway Tuesday night has been arrested and is being held at the Anchorage jail, according to a police spokes bureaucrat. Nikki Abrell went into the subway on Tudor Road around 5 p.m. on Tuesday, so it might not have been dark at that time. She locked herself in the bathroom for 2 hours and refused to come out. According to...
What do you do in that circumstance?
Police spokesperson. That's a good question. At some point, you'd have to go in there, I think. You know, because a person might have hurt themselves if the person has slit their wrists in your bathroom or something like
How
that.
How do you get in a bathroom like that? I guess you have a key.
Have a key, yeah. As the manager of the place. Channel 2 viewer at the scene, Tina Anaya, says she was planning to pick up a sandwich for dinner when she pulled up to see the restaurant being trashed. When I pulled up, I saw a bunch of the subway workers outside, and I thought they were taking a smoke break. But when I looked inside, there was a naked woman literally tearing literally tearing the place apart. Anaya says she was the third person to call the police and remain on the phone with the dispatcher until officials showed up at the scene. She said, I thought there was a fire in the restaurant because it looked smoky in there, but it turns off she just set off a fire extinguisher inside. I really didn't want to get anywhere near her. She was...
Man, you know how much work that is to clean up a fire extinguisher. Thanks, lady.
Oh,
you know,
that's the least of the problems.
It's one thing to strip your clothes off and throw the lettuce everywhere, whatever it is you're doing, but the fire extinguisher, God.
Yeah, okay, I've got pictures of this, Mark, and, I mean, this lady really did go to town on this place. I mean, the place is trashed. Everything has been upended, turned over, tables, chairs, signage. I mean, the entire place. This lady is like a tornado went through here. So, you know, the fire extinguishers are probably the least of the issues. It's an absolute mess. Anaya says that further, she says she didn't really want to get anywhere near her because she was smearing feces all over stuff. Anaya says Ms. Abrell...
Oh,
put up a fight when police tried to take her into custody. Abrell is charged with third-degree criminal mischief, harassment, and resisting arrest. She had previously pleaded no contest.
This doesn't sound like mischief at all. This sounds like she's serious.
Yeah. Court records showed that Ms. Abrell previously pleaded no contest to two DUI convictions in 07 and 09. Thankfully, no one was injured in the accident. Now, the rumor is, I don't know... if they were verified, if this has been verified. I saw this somewhere else, and I thought it was in the headline of this story, but maybe it's been updated because they couldn't confirm it. But rumor was this lady was on Spice. Do you know what Spice is?
Is this the fake drugs that you can buy at, like, the head shops and stuff?
Oh, it's not fake.
Well, it's fake in the sense that it's not real drugs. I mean, it's...
Oh, it's real. It'll make you crazy in a lot of cases.
Yeah, that's really the problem.
Well, when you say real drugs, you mean illegal drugs, like the more popular illegal drugs?
Yeah, in many cases, these synthetic drugs are not illegal because they only mimic the molecular structure of the drugs that they're intended to.
I don't want to give legal advice here, Mark. I don't know what the legal status of this stuff is. Because I know that...
People are buying it somewhere.
Well, yeah, it's certainly still available in a variety of places, and I know that it has been outlawed in some of the, some states. And I had heard that the DEA was looking to outlaw it as well. So maybe if you know more about the status of these supposedly legal drugs, you can let us know. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Apparently, there's actually video of this as well, so I haven't pulled that up yet. But a woman believed to be on spice disrobes trashes East Anchorage subway. So there are a lot of news stories where she's believed to be on spice. One officer here, this is from KTVA.com, when asked why police believe she was under the influence of spice, the spokesperson said, "I think it was the behavior more than anything." So that doesn't necessarily mean anything. But she could have been in that bathroom doing spice, I suppose. She could have been getting all amped up on some kind of drug, and then that's when she left the bathroom and proceeded to wipe feces on things and flip over tables and chairs and destroy the entire restaurant.
Spice. Not even once.
Her bail, by the way, set at $10,000. And yes, there is video. Huffington Post.
Oh, no.
Huff Post Weird News has video footage because, I mean, presumably this lady was in there for a while before the police finally showed up. Took three calls to get the police to come out there.
Ah, our valiant paladins of truth and justice took a little while to get out there to protect these people from the feces-smearing naked woman.
So, Mark, some people would say that this spice is clearly dangerous. It needs to be outlawed.
Well, I would say that spice is dangerous. I'm, you know, all the stories we've read about it, it's horrifying stuff. But the thing that you need to understand in the circumstance, in, you know, these circumstances, is the drug war that brought us to spice in the first place.
That's important, yeah.
Why do we have synthetic marijuana that people are taking in order to mimic real marijuana?
Because it's illegal.
Real marijuana is illegal.
And you can get busted for a drug test by using it.
Right. The synthetic stuff, on the other hand, you can't. So that's why you have the stuff. You wouldn't have it in the absence because, right, nobody makes fake cars, for instance. Nobody makes fake hams. I guess they do. The vegetarians have fake hams. I'm trying to come up with a good analogy here, but nobody would make a fake drug when you can buy the real drug and it's free and, you know, there's not a problem. Not free, excuse me. It's possible for you to buy it and there's not going to be a problem with it or anything like that. It's the drug war that caused the production of the spice in the first place. So that's my argument against it. If you want to make synthetic marijuana illegal, fine, I'm with you. Let's make marijuana legal. Because I don't think you're going to get that many people interested in synthetic marijuana when you have real marijuana out there. But
yeah,
they don't want to do that. But you
almost
never...
everyone who is using or who has used these drugs will say to you that they are using them because they work at some job and they might get drug tested. And this is a way for them to get high without, which is something that people want to do. A lot of people want to do that. It's a way for them to get high without having to worry about failing the drug test. That I've talked to many of these users, and that is by far one of the most popular reasons for this. Some might use it because it is purportedly easier to get, although marijuana is relatively ubiquitous. Some might use it because you could argue it might be a little cheaper, perhaps, in quantity than some marijuana. But really, it's not that cheap, this stuff.
Well, people will do things for cheap stuff. Like they'll eat, they'll drink the what was it, MD 2020, the Mad Dog 2020. When I was a kid, people would drink this wine in order to get drunk when there are just better wines out there available for slightly more. But the kids would drink that stuff. So price is an issue, certainly, and you might find some people doing it. But it would seem like, for one, the availability, readily available marijuana is going to drive down the price.
People described her as a little crazy, said Police Sergeant Sean Henry.
Really?
She disrobed, went fully nude, and kind of just went nuts, started breaking furniture, destroyed the store, knocked over computers, ripped the ceiling down, sprayed fire extinguisher all over, locked herself in the bathroom for a while, and broke just about everything you could find. And sure enough, in the video, which is only about a 20-second clip, taken by someone outside of the store, presumably one of the employees who was there witnessing this.
You won't believe what I saw at work today.
It's real. She is butt naked and just throwing stuff around in there. She's grabbing a trash can. She flips the bag out of the trash can. She throws that around. She's just picking stuff up and tossing it. That's pretty much all she's doing in there.
Kids, spice, not even once.
Yeah, don't do it. I mean, well, I've done some of those things. And one of those, I forget which one it was, but It was intense.
That's why I recommend against this stuff.
I mean, I took two hits of it, and I stopped at two hits because I could tell I was starting to trip.
Kids, you can end up like Ian.
855-450-FREE. You can join us here. And if you want to talk about spice, you can do that, too. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio, toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we were discussing this lady who was supposedly on spice, which, of course, doesn't really mean anything because spice has been changed over time. Spice is just, it's almost become a generic term. I mean, at one time it was a specific chemical compilation, some sort of, you know, specific chemical. But after that was made illegal, they went ahead and just changed the chemical, and they still call it spice. Spice is like a brand name, but ultimately it's become spice has become the Kleenex of the legal drug highs. You know, there are a bunch of things that are legal drugs and that are sold as bath salts or spice, but spice is really just a brand name, sort of like K2 was and spice, et cetera, et cetera. So just because she was on spice doesn't mean that she was on the spice that you've tried. Like, the first time I used synthetic cannabis, I think it was called spice. And it was relatively benign. It was, you know, seemed like cannabis. It had a cannabis-like high. And then there was another time where I did something else that wasn't called spice, but it was another supposed legal cannabis. And it was nothing like cannabis.
There's no consistency with these things. And that's really bad news. It's one of the problems of the drug war generally is that drug users, and look, I don't want people to use drugs. I want your kids using drugs any more than you do. But what I'm saying is that some of your kids will use drugs, and the best thing for them is if they can get consistency. Imagine for a second if you thought you were drinking, Budweiser. It tasted like Budweiser. It had it had every experience like Budweiser, except instead of being 4 or 5 proof, it was 154 or 5 proof. You could really do a great deal of damage to yourself in the course of drinking a couple of beers. Like, you might never recover from that. You might die. This is the problem with not having consistency.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's talk first to Zach. He's on the line in Illinois. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know that now on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, you are like live on the air in the sandwich shop that I work at in Downers Grove, Illinois. Kind of trying to, ever since I found you guys, I've been trying to convince the owner and the manager to put you guys on the air to kind of reach all the people that are sitting in there, because it's like a pretty big seating area.
Cool.
And like, now you are actually on. And it's kind of funny because I look at people sitting there kind of like giving me weird looks or like looking at each other and talking like, oh my gosh, what are they saying? Like, these people are crazy.
Aren't you worried it's going to drive business away from business?
You don't like your job?
No, I mean, I like it, but at the same time, you guys are somewhat benign in the sense that you're an FCC, you know, you're on the air, you're not going to say anything.
Not going to drop the F-bomb.
Crazy. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's to that point, it's okay, and it's also, like, we close at 7:30 Central Time, so it's a slower time in the day, so it's not like you're going to be offending, you know, 100 people. You might only offend 4 or 5.
So you're putting us on in the evenings, then. I got you. You're putting us on live. Okay, I understand where you're coming from.
Cool, because I kind of hope it starts a conversation. Just, you know, this talk show has brought me kind of to the more voluntarist view, as I used to be more of like a constitutional Republican. And it's kind of, I hope it just, even if it opens up like a few people's eyes, I feel like that's kind of worth if, you know, I get chewed out once. Being like, oh, you got to shut that crap off. Like, I'd be okay with that.
Well, let us know how it goes, Zach, and thanks for sharing that tonight with us. I appreciate it. But isn't this kind of like, I mean, this is like the worst episode to put on in a sandwich shop, because we're talking about a lady who just destroyed a Subway. I mean, isn't this sort of like the radio equivalent of the airline rules? Like, you're not supposed to show on an airline a movie about an airline that crashes, right? So, you know, airplane, that's off limits. You know, passenger 57, no go. Snakes on a plane, I don't know if one crashed. I've never seen snakes on a plane. But, you know, you're not supposed to show airline movies on an airline. Similarly, you probably don't want to play audio, which talks about a lady destroying a sandwich shop in a sandwich shop. Just saying. I'm not saying to take us off, but you know, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it was funny. It started the conversation between me and a guy that I work with about how when we tried spice, the different ridiculous experiments we've had, because I multiple times tried spice, and it was like a few times it sent me into like this weird rage where I was like tripping and freaking out, and other times it wasn't. Yeah, it was crazy. And then
don't do that stuff.
It's ridiculous. The legal stuff is way safer or way more dangerous than the illegal stuff.
So the sandwich shop, do they drug test?
No, thankfully.
Yeah, they'd be fools to drug test their employees. Hey, thanks.
Everybody.
Thanks, Zach. That's true. It's so true. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Yeah, anybody that's ever worked in, you know, the food service business knows that you don't drug test if you want to keep your employees.
Every once in a while, I would, at the radio station, just sort of make some joke as I went to my mailbox. I'm like, I'd look at a piece of paper as I pulled it out of the mailbox. I'm like, oh, crap. They're drug testing today. Just to see what people would look like as
everybody's eyes widened.
They went by. I mean, at a radio station, come on.
Hey, if you care about privacy when you're on the internet, you really need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network. They encrypt your online data before it reaches your internet service provider, and ProXPN does it right. They offer OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. So setup is super easy with ProXPN, and you can get a sweet discount with our discount code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in you getting 50% off of the regular monthly price when you buy their annual account. ProXPN doesn't keep any logs of your activities whatsoever, and they've got more servers now than ever before, giving you greater speed and security. If you want to save even more, though, than the 50%, I mean, 50% is pretty darn good, but if you want to save more, you have to pay with Bitcoin and do it through proxpn.com/amp. Now, this is a unique offer.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of anything like this. It's really cool, and I appreciate them doing this for us. ProXPN.com/AMP, A-M-P, like Advertise, Market, and Promote, like the Free Talk Live AMP program. You get 2 years of ProXPN service for less than $50 worth of Bitcoin, which is an awesome discount, and $5 of that price goes to Free Talk Live's AMP program to help us put Free Talk Live on more sandwich shops.
I can't believe they offered that kind of discount.
It's awesome. ProXPN.com/AMP. I don't think you can get a better deal than this, period. This is amazing. So ProXPN.com/AMP. And don't forget, if you don't have Bitcoin, you can still use discount code FTL50 to get that 50% discount that I told you about. Let's go to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
You know, this is a white liberal guilt program when subject matter that is being talked about is not only PBM, but also inane about drug testing and cannabis. Now, don't you think Obama should be drug tested before he goes on, you know, that 60-minute interview? Not only that, you know,
he asked the question, but he didn't really want you to answer.
I'd say that if any government employee has to be...
Looking at what's going on in the country right
okay,
now...
Okay, go ahead.
Looking at what's going on in the country right now, this All is right. the direct result of not drug testing this man.
Ralph, stand by. You know. We're going to give you plenty of time for you to get animated here in moments. And you can join us as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I want to know what he was saying about white liberal guilt having
it's
to do with...
It's his new touchstone for the show.
I want to know what he means, though. What does that have to do with talking about spice or legal drugs and illegal drugs? It's Free Talk Live.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here on the radio at Free Talk Live. That's what we do. We'll take your calls about anything that happens to be on your mind. It doesn't have to be about spice, this sort of generic name now for legal highs, things that you can buy.
They used to call them bath salts, too, right?
Well, spice was originally a name for a brand of synthetic cannabinoids, mm-hmm. which is something that was supposed to ape cannabis,
right.
aka marijuana. And then later the bath salts became more on the scene, and now people may use the term spice when they're referring to bath salts and vice versa. So it's really just become a generic term for some kind of legal substance that you can put in your body and then go trash a Subway. This lady is now in jail with $10,000 bail. She's 35 from Anchorage, Alaska. She destroyed the inside of a Subway after purportedly using the substance, but there's no real proof that she was on it. It's just based on the police's observations, and that may not be worth much. Let's go to, by the way, she was naked when she was destroying the Subway. And surprisingly, there's only a 20-second video of it. I want to know where the rest of the footage is, because, come on, if you're going to stand outside of the Subway and look through the windows at the naked lady destroying the place, at least get some more of the footage on camera. I mean, I presume Subway had a DVR system of some sort, and so they probably have plenty of footage of what this lady did. And anyway, let's get back to Ralph, who was commenting something about how white liberal guilt has something to do with what we're talking about. What was that all about, Ralph?
Well, you know, the Democratic debate is, white liberal guilt in this play, and as you very well know...
I thought you were calling about the lady trashing Subway and saying that
You cannot really blame that lady. You cannot really blame that lady because Obama made him do it, okay?
Man, you can tie everything back to Barack Obama.
Absolutely. He was indicted in that debate last night. Did he not? Okay.
I don't know. We checked in and watched a few seconds of it, but that's about it.
That's the full display of white liberal guilt, debate that took place among the Democrats in Nevada last night. Now, you would like to believe they would never, ever going to push the issue of race. They did not disappoint yours truly last night because it did not took a back seat. The big question... And this was the big question. The both of you can answer this question. Does Black Lives Matter or All Lives Matter? Now, if we
I thought you wanted us to answer the question.
Why do you keep asking questions when you don't answer?
If we're ever going to push to a colorblind society, why do we need to give priority of one group of people over the rest?
I agree. We shouldn't give priority. What? Nobody should have priority. I mean, we're all just human beings.
Wasn't it Dr. King who said judge a person by the content of their character rather than by their complexion? That's how we suppose.
Yeah, I'm on board with that, Ralph. I mean, you're not going to find any disagreement here.
I find that the Black Lives Matters activists really had a tremendous failure when. Come on, Ralph. Let me finish my statement. Had a tremendous failure when they didn't take the All Lives Matter hashtag on board. Mm-hmm. That they took it as an insult rather than taking it as support for their position, because any position you take that marginalizes based on race other people, you're going to find lashback. If you say Black Lives Matter, then you're going to find people are like, well, what about the other lives?
Mm-hmm.
Why have that conversation? You design a hashtag which includes everybody, and then nobody can disagree. When you say All Lives Matter, that includes Black Lives.
Whenever the Democrats have, a debate, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, people, and Santa Claus is coming to town. When is the welfare state ever work?
You're referring to the giveaways, the freebies. Ralph, thanks for the call. I appreciate your passion. I really do. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I'm amused by it.
I just find him just so much fun to listen to. I don't agree with not everything he says, but, I'm with him on the whole welfare state. I'm certainly no fan of that. I don't want to see the government promising all these giveaways because ultimately it's not their money to promise. If I want to help somebody, and I do like the idea of helping people, I should be able to help people on my own volition. And I should be able to donate to the charitable efforts that I want to donate to. And each of you and all of us should be able to do those things. That way, the things that we think are best are the things that get the support, not what the government wants, not what the government bureaucrats say.
The Republicans spend a great deal of time focusing us on the very small amount of welfare that goes to people that, are unable or unwilling to work for whatever reasons they're unable or unwilling to do it, when so much more welfare goes to pay off the military-industrial complex, their big corporations,
itself.
And all these other things. So to some extent, this is a smokescreen. This is mirrors and smoke to confuse you by. But I would say the biggest problem with these welfare programs is the same reason they won't let you feed the animals in national parks, because people become dependent on them. And then they've got all these rules that force you to be dependent. Once you take the bait, as it were, you can never get out of their cycle. So
that's a good point to make. I mean, Ralph is constantly hounding the Democrats, and they deserve it, no doubt. But so do the Republicans, and that's the point you're making here, is the Republicans, and I'm sure many of the Democrats as well, support corporate welfare. They support plenty of corporate welfare. But getting on television... Well,
they don't support it out loud.
That's it, right.
This is the lie that you get told. You know, the Democrats will lie to you about how they want peace, and the Republicans will lie to you about how they want smaller government. The Republicans don't want smaller government. They want government spending focused in the areas that they want it.
Right.
They want a huge, tremendous military. You've heard Trump. He wants a military far bigger than what they have. The United States has like...
I haven't heard that.
It's like, I don't know what the numbers are, but 17 times the next closest military, and larger than the next 20, the 20 down the line, and most of those are allies. The United States doesn't need a larger military. The United States has a spending problem, and it's going to spend itself into complete insolvency.
Speaking of spending things, the Bitcoin Investor Conference is coming up, Mark. You're going to be attending it. It's kicking off in just over 2 weeks from today. It's October 29th and 30th, and it's happening in Las Vegas.
Yeah, at the D Hotel in downtown Las Vegas, and I'm really excited about it. Like you said, Thursday, October the 29th, Friday, October the 30th, so and very, very soon, we're also giving away some tickets. So if you go to our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com, pinned to the top there is a giveaway for tickets, so... Go and see whether you can win a pair of tickets. I guess it's a pair. Go read the contest rules there, and you will see. I am not running that contest. Thank goodness. I hate running them because it's always.
But
some
you
sport.
Are running some giveaways, aren't you?
I'm actually turn this over to Benjamin.
Ah, okay.
Benjamin's running the giveaways.
Got it.
And he's going to do a better job of it. He's more detail oriented than I am. I'm going to mess something up, and then when you're giving things away on the radio, you have to worry about the FCC and all that stuff. I don't want to mess up.
Got it.
Yeah. So anyway, check him out. BitcoinInvestor.com to go get your tickets. BitcoinInvestor.com. I'm excited to see all the speakers and do our first ever live remote from Las Vegas. BitcoinInvestor.com.
Yep. It'll be Mark's first time setting up the live remote equipment by himself, too.
We had a lesson. Everything should be fine.
Make sure you get there real early, Mark, so we can go through it if you have trouble.
Yeah, everything will be fine.
Let's continue here. You can, of course, bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. And it's not just this lady, the crazy lady, destroying the subway, which, by the way, I did find her Facebook profile, or what appears to be her Facebook profile, a woman named Nikki Abrell in Anchorage, Alaska.
What made you even think about looking up her Facebook profile?
That's just what people do these days, man. If somebody's in the news, you check and you see if their Facebook or Twitter or whatever is still online, because a lot of times Facebook or Twitter or their family members will go and take their profile down. Like all the shooters, everybody goes and looks for their profiles, right?
Yeah.
Well, what about this lady?
What about the poo-slinging lady in Anchorage?
She's apparently went to college, but she's a waitress now, like a lot of people who went to college. Maybe that's what pushed her over the edge. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Oh yeah, it is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free, 855-450-3733, 855-453. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You are invited to our website at freetalklive.com. It's brand new. We had our caller earlier tonight saying that he really likes the new site, and thank you. I'm glad that you do like it. There's still some tweaks that need to be done whenever you do something like this. You got to go through the whole site and make sure everything works and it looks right. And there's always some bugs. But it's really nice, as he pointed out, to have the listen options right there on the front page when we're live. And that's something this new site has that we did not have previously. So go check it out, freetalklive.com. If you're going to the site while we're on the air, it'll be a listen live page that comes up first for you. And, of course, you can just easily click through and go to the regular website, which is what will happen the other 21 hours a day. It'll be on the regular site, which allows you to vote on suggested show topics, which is something we've had for a while. That's still there. And the brand new blog, basically, that we have on the site, which is something that we have not had previously, so that's a new addition. It's called FTL News. So if you go there and click on FTL News on the main page, that will show you. Mark, you've been actually blogging for Free Talk Live, which is new for you, too, by the way. You've never done that before.
At this point, I was just putting up sort of blogs about the shows, what we talked about and that sort of thing. But, yeah, I mean, to some extent, it's testing it out.
Yeah, but you're going to be blogging.
I think we need real blogs is what we need.
You're going to be doing that, though. You've been working on an actual opinion blog post, and so that's coming. So stay tuned over at freetalklive.com, and please enjoy the new site. If you like it, then drop a tip in the Bitcoin tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it wasn't cheap.
I paid for this in Bitcoin, which is cool, that our designers work for Bitcoin. But fancy sites like this are not cheap to make. So if you are enjoying it, and hopefully you'll spend more time on it because it's nicer and it works better and it's faster and it's pretty, freetalklive.com. Let's go to James. He's in Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How's your wife and kid doing, Mark?
Everything's fine at my house. Why do you ask, James?
Well, you said I was going to hurt them once on so-called Free Talk Live. Of course, after you dump my call. But like
you've made threatening statements about me and my family.
I don't make threats, buddy. I guarantee you I live by my word.
Okay.
You would never speak to me in such a manner that you have on your show on Free Talk Live.
If anybody wants to see the things you've said, all I've ever done was quote you at Things James Whitakind Says on Facebook.
I love how you know my full name, and you have this smear that you've repeated on Free Talk Live about me that isn't true. I should
James,
love,
I just quote you, dude.
May I speak?
Yes, you can.
Speaking
go right ahead.
Threat, Mark Edgington, I fear Jesus and love my neighbor as myself, and I... like all Catholics, pray for our sinners, and that would be you. You've repeatedly smeared me, and then you take exception to me changing my tone, and you can call it threatening all you want.
How do you change the tone of text?
Hey, may I speak, Ian?
No, you can answer my question. How do you change the tone of text?
Hear people after they've called in. What James would say, by the way, is the genesis of me Skyping things into Free Talk Live in response to stuff you have repeatedly said about me, while I have no chance to respond.
How does one change tone in text? Are you suggesting Mark edited your texts that you sent?
Anyway, I got an important call I have
all
to
right.
take.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. If you don't want to have a conversation, we'll just let you go. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You have
so
not edited.
Angry.
You have not edited the text that he has sent you.
The only purpose I have for this entire website is to chronicle the things this guy says so that, you know, if he ever does something horrifying, it's right here, whether it's to me or anybody else. This angry man
right.
who clearly obsesses over way too much stuff. You know, you got to expose these things. I can't video him, so I just take his stuff and put it online.
So there you go. There's James. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Mark, you've got news coming out of a gun store with a pretty ridiculous jury decision forcing them supposedly to pay $6 million for selling a gun to somebody.
Yep. From Milwaukee, jurors ordered a Wisconsin gun store to pay nearly $6 million on Tuesday in a lawsuit filed by two Milwaukee police officers who were shot and seriously wounded by a gun purchased at the store. The ruling came in a negligence lawsuit filed by the officers against Badger Guns, a shop in suburban Milwaukee that authorities have linked to hundreds of firearms found at crime scenes. The lawsuit said the shop ignored several warning signs that the gun used to shoot the officers was being sold to a so-called straw buyer who was illegally purchasing the weapon for someone else. Officer Byron Norberg and former officer Graham Kunish were both shot in the face after they stopped Julius Burton for riding his bike on the sidewalk in the summer of 2009. Investigators said Burton got the weapon, a Taurus 40 caliber handgun, a month before the confrontation after giving $40 to another man, Jacob Collins, to make the purchase at the store in West Milwaukee. So this is like one of those situations where you know, you have the guy go into the beer shop and give you, or into the liquor store and get you a case of beer.
Yep.
This is essentially one of those situations. One bullet shattered, you know, some terrible things happened to these men. There's no doubt about that. The jurors sided with the officers, ruling that the store was negligent. Jurors ordered the store to pay Norberg and whatever, a bunch of money here, nearly $6 million.
Wow.
Yep. And no doubt about it. It's incredible. The defense attorney declined to comment after the verdict was read. The owners and operators of the shop weren't in court to hear the verdict. The liability issues raised in the case gained national attention when U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton recently said she would push to repeal a George W. Bush-era gun law that Badger Guns lawyers had shielded the store from such claims. They said they had shielded the store. So the gun shop's attorneys denied wrongdoing. They said the owner of the store at the time of the gun sale couldn't be held financially responsible for crimes connected to a weapon sold at his shop, and that the clerk who sold the weapon didn't intentionally commit a crime.
It's ridiculous. I mean, this obviously needs to be appealed.
Yeah. And this was they went out of their way to deceive the salesperson. But on the other side is, if you look at certain gun stores, there's only like 1% of gun stores. I shouldn't be making up statistics. But a small percentage of gun stores is where the largest percentage of guns that are purchased and used in crimes tend to be sold. And I don't understand why this is. Maybe it's geography. Maybe it's just, you know, the zip code of that gun store. Or maybe
right.
it could be kind of just operation
outside of New York, one of those kind of things.
Could be. I don't know. Maybe it's the kind of operation they run. I can't answer that. But if I was running a gun store, it would bother me a great deal if my weapons were being used in murders and, you know, bank robberies and things like that. I would do things to make that stop.
But you can't know everything. You can't suspect everyone and, you know, oh, well, I got a bad feeling about this, so I'm not going to sell you a gun.
Well, what do you do in this circumstance? This is a straw purchase is what they call this. Mm. And when
you can't do anything.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so if you go into a gun store with somebody else, if I go into a gun store with my wife and she decides to purchase a gun, is she purchasing it for me?
You are a felon.
I'm a felon and cannot own a gun. So what, I mean, is it like that? Because I've seen situations where young people, where you're not allowed to sell alcohol if I one time went to a store and I was buying some alcohol and I was with somebody who was over the age of 18 but under the age of 21. And they wouldn't sell to me. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're with this.
You're with someone young.
And I'm like, what? This had never happened to me before. I had never experienced this.
It's shocking. I've had that happen.
The situation occur, and I'm like, are you kidding me? And they're just not going to. That's it. Once they've said no, they're not going to do it. But
get out of here.
I'm just like, well, I got rights, man. You know, that's how I feel in that circumstance. Obviously, it's their alcohol. I'm not.
Oh, they're scared of the liquor commission. They're scared of the liquor dicks, as they're called, the undercover cops that send teenagers in to try to buy alcohol. You know, we know they're going to get it. Somebody's going to sell it to them. Somebody's going to be the straw purchaser, as you talked about. Somebody's going to be the intermediary. Somebody who knows better than to let the young person go into the store with them while they're buying that stuff. But I always thought that was ridiculous. I encountered it once as well at a grocery store where they told me that I couldn't buy something because I had someone with me who was younger than 21. I said, really? I mean, would you stop a mother from buying a bottle of wine because she had her 10-year-old son with her? Would that also prohibit? Because she could give him some, right?
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
It's pretty clearly some sort of, you know, there's an age window in there. You're like, oh, if they're over a certain age and under a certain age. But, I mean, if I'm going with my mother and I'm 19 years old and we're going to the grocery store, well, she can't buy alcohol?
Apparently not. It's insane. It's been Ian and Mark in the studio here with you on Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us tomorrow. We do the show 7 nights a week live. And in the meantime, check out our brand spanking new website over at freetalklive.com. By the way, the podcasts are now working again. That was down for like a day or so. So they're back up. Check it out, freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town lodge, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare, a thinking person's historical fantasy novel, available now at your favorite booksellers, or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.